Hello and welcome. This is the Car Keys with HeartPoint Technique. So I want to just share briefly that HeartPoint Technique is a newer healing modality on the planet. And it's such a beautiful way to work with the energies and work with the light. HeartPoint Technique works by harnessing the powers of spirit with the wonderful energy of the heart. It also does work on a spiritual and energetic basis and gives us clarity to any situation that needs healing. And I'll just go over the hand points briefly because these can be held later when you're doing the work or not. I do find that always placing my hand over my heart center is highly beneficial. And the other hand position is to hold your hand over your eyes, like, oh no, I can't look at that anymore. And this basically is covering all of the eye points. And we're going to go through and address and bless and activate each of these points here in just a couple of minutes. So before we go over each of them, or before we activate and bless each one, I want to go over each of them. So the energetic points are the higher self point, which is 18 to 24 inches above the head. This is our gateway to divine intelligence, divine light, and this is where we can call forth the sound, the color, the light, anything that we could ever imagine that we would need to help us process, move, heal something that's going on in our lives. The next point is the crown, or the crown chakra, which is at the top of the head, and this is where the corpus callosum is acknowledged, and the corpus callosum is a bundle of thick nerves that runs between or separates the right and left hemisphere of the brain. So in any of the classes, you'll hear me talking about moving the light through the corpus callosum because we want to expand and open that left side of our brain, that side that tends to be more intellectual and logical in its thinking. And by bringing light into that part of our brain and our mind, we can actually open and expand to receive more. Also, in working with HeartPoint Technique and bringing the light in, we're also opening up our crown chakra to be the receiver for more light and more information, hence increasing your intuitive abilities. The third eye and all of the eye points, I'll go through each of those quickly, is our seat of intuition and connects into what's called the midbrain, which contains the hypothalamus, the pineal glands, the amygdala, other supporting glands. And this aspect or midbrain area, as I've studied with Dr. Pillai from India, is this expansive part where we can really make huge change. So in some of my newer classes, you'll hear me talking about the midbrain and bringing in and creating a platform to hold the light, to hold the energy. Dr. Pillai talks about this being the place that's really going within our beings, the place within our beings that's really going to expand us for change. And since I've been working with the midbrain and some of his teachings and then what my intuition and what my guides share, I've just seen such huge and profound shifts. So the other eye points, so we have the third of the eye, so the third eye, the third, excuse me. Talking over my words here. The third eye, center of the forehead, and then we have the beginning of the eye, which is above the bridge of the nose, the side of the eye, so the end of the eyebrow, under the eye, which is the bone right there under your eye, and then we have the tear duct points. This is where all of the meridians connect back into the brain, or one of the places on our body. There's actually several. So the tear duct points, if you imagine right there at the corners of your eyes and just above that, and if you lightly press on those, and some people will actually feel that vibration or that connection of energy moving back into the brain, or just that if you even lightly just press on that and think about clarity and clearing and focus, it can help you focus there as well. The next is the heart center, or our actual physical heart. There's such profound information. It's like we have a brain in our heart as well. So I'm going to invite you to place your hand over your heart itself, not so much the center of your chest, but off to the left. The heart is a powerful source of intelligence and healing, and will bring light in some of the classes down into the deepest wisdom wells of your heart to really get to the bottom of what's holding you back. And the next point is the consolidation point. This is at the base of the head, the occipital point. When tapping or holding, this is a place that we're connecting into all of the meridians, another place, connecting back into the brain. And then we're also tapping information in to the spinal column, into the brainstem, into the nervous system of the body. Very, very powerful. And I believe, actually, we're connecting into the reptilian brain, that instinctual part of us at this point on the body as well. So let's move forward, and you can just follow along, very simple. Put your attention and your awareness, and you might even want to reach up and tickle your high self point. Generally, I found with most people, when I said 18 to 24 inches, I mean, we're all different size people. Some have longer arms, shorter arms. Wherever your hand is reaching up, that is the bottom or the base of this portal to everything in the universe energetically. So just reach up there and kind of tickle that high self point and repeat after me. I bless my high self point. I acknowledge it and give permission for this point to be open to receive. I activate it now. And take a deep breath. And then place one of your hands on the crown of your head, focusing your attention and awareness on your crown chakra. And repeat after me. I acknowledge and bless my crown chakra, my corpus callosum, my entire midbrain area. I acknowledge them. I give permission for them to be open to receive. I activate now. I take a deep breath in and out. And place your hand over your eye points or over your eyes and focus on all the eye points I mentioned and repeat after me. I acknowledge and bless my third eye and all of the eye points. I acknowledge these points and give them permission to be open to receive. I activate them now. Take a deep breath in and out. And I didn't mention earlier, but I always like to cover the throat chakra as well, because even though it's technically not one of the points of heart point technique, I can tell you with working with thousands of people that this is one of the areas that's blocked a lot. And it's always a great idea to open it up and allow it to receive information and give it permission to express itself. So I invite you to place your hand over your throat chakra and repeat after me. I acknowledge and bless my throat chakra. I give permission for my throat to be open to receive. I activate now. And take another deep breath in and out. And place your hand over your physical heart, that beautiful, sweet, loving heart of yours. And repeat after me. I acknowledge and bless my heart. I acknowledge my heart. I give permission for my heart to be open to receive all that the universe has in store for me. I activate it now. Take another deep breath. And then place your hand on the consolidation point at the back of your head. You can just kind of cup the back of your head with your hand. And repeat after me. I acknowledge and bless my consolidation point. I give permission for my consolidation point to be open to receive. I activate now. Take another deep breath. And then just to go deeper into your heart center, place one hand or both of your hands over your heart and repeat after me. I bless myself. I accept myself. I bless myself even when I make mistakes. I bless myself when I have failed. I bless myself when I am critical of myself or others. I bless myself for having the courage to show up in this incarnation. I bless myself. And so it is. Take another deep breath in and out, preparing you to receive the light and to work with this blessed healing modality. Much love from my heart to yours. This is Dakara Keys with HBTHealing.com.